Hello, my friends, and thank you for joining me for the webcast today. I know it's been a few days, but I've been real busy. I've been looking at football, if you know what I mean. Football. Leading us off today as I talk about this is Herbie Mann from an album way back in the day. Coming Home, Baby. That's what the name of the tune is. Herbie Mann on the flute. I'm coming home. That's right. I've missed football my entire adult life. Because when I was pastoring or a Christian in the church, they said that it was sin to even watch the game over coming to worship God. Just another wrong way to turn. So, what I'm going to do is I'm going to let Herbie Mann start off with this nice jazz number. And by the way, yeah, I'll be reading my Bible, reading Bible verses and doing other things for you tonight. You don't have to go to church to do it. You can do it right where you are. Herbie Mann. I want you to listen to the flutes and to the vibraphonic sound of the vibraphone. Couple of days here, and I've survived the rough spots. And on the rough side of the mountain, you know what I'm talking about. But if you watch the Los Angeles Rams play and the UCLA Bruins play in the Pasadena Roll Bowl, when they beat LSU, team. And that Ram front line, I went to my TV. I already had the cable because I have Spectrum. And the technician told me how to get the NFL channel. That's it. I'm a man without a country. I'm going to follow the Philadelphia Eagles, the L.A. Rams, the L.A. Chargers. Hey, I'm even interested in the Las Vegas Raiders. How about that? Teams all over the country, Kansas City Chiefs, Washington. They won the Thursday night football game, barely, but they won it. Come on, play now. Herbie Mann, Coming Home, Baby. Yeah, coming home. Coming on back to the gridiron. Coming on back to the football field. Coming on back to the first down, second, third, fourth down. Coming on back to the overtimes. You know, when I was a pastor, I loved football. Johnny Jones would come by the house after church on Sunday, and the people, ooh, I'll never forget. Deacon Frost would always tell me, hurry up, boy, the game is starting at 1 o'clock. Oh, my gosh. I'd let out, let's see, morning worship starts around 11 o'clock, right? And so what I would do on the football Sundays, especially Super Bowl Sundays, and God forbid if the Super Bowl came on a Sunday, because you was at church. And I told him, like, I'll be here. Don't invite me by for the food and everything. And yeah. I missed one of the best game sports in the history of athletic competition, football. And I recall back in the days when, what was his name? I forget his real name. They used to call him the Refrigerator. And he played for the Chicago Bears. And, oh my gosh, most of the guys that I remember, now when I look at it, because I turned on the NFL channel the other day, and Troy Aikman is calling the shots. I remember when Troy Aikman played for UCLA, left UCLA and became the quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys. And now to see Troy with his big old square head, oh my goodness. It's great to be back in football. And these young players that they have, they are just outstanding. I saw some plays, and I have to start remembering the guys again. I got a phone, so, and I got a pad, so I could take time and go to the NFL things and look up. I should have the pad in front of me. That's what I should. I'll go get it. It's in the other room. But for now, that's what I'll do. I'll go get the pad and so that I can, like, talk some football talk. Because that's what this whole hour is about, football. Now, let me say this for those of you that think that I've lost. Well, you're not pastoring anymore. No, I'm not pastoring anymore. I yet love God. I have no need for the church. It still don't know what it's doing. You know what? Looking at critical race theory and all these other things that a lot of people in the church are not addressing, the racial problems, I don't know. I don't have time to, if you want to hear what I think about God and everything, scroll down on my website on this thing. I got hundreds of clips and sermons and thoughts and things. I want you to follow my mind today. And today is Friday, the 17th of September, 2021. I don't even know whether there are any football games played. Let me ask Google, are there any football games being played tonight? And this thing will tell me right away because
there are two college football games for today.
Oh, okay, and it showed me. You have the UFC at Louisville and Maryland at Illinois. And then it shows what station they're coming on. Is that on ESPN? Yeah, it's on ESPN. I have one of those stations that I can look at. Wow. So if I want to see football, and what I do, since I live alone, I work in the back. I'll be putting more pictures up so that you can see them of what I'm doing. In the back, it was kind of rough. I had to transfer some rocks. One of my friends from back east, Miguel, he called me and he asked me what I was doing. And I told him I am shoveling blue rocks from one portion of my backyard to the next. And he said, you shouldn't be doing that. That's hard on your heart. I said, well, you're right. I am feeling it, but I should be doing it. It's a thing that a man should do. And I really got on his case, and I said, you're talking to a man. You're not talking to a little wimp. I'm not afraid of work. I've never been afraid of work. You know, everybody's talking about slavery and we're no more slaves and everything. Well, slaves built this country. My people did. I'm proud about that. I figured the white man had his hand in there, too. A couple of Indians laying around. They just didn't have car keys to jump in their Mustangs when they were finished with the job. I am thinking about having a great meal, too, with my almost meatballs, and I have some spaghetti sauce. I hope it's not that high in sodium. And I'm going to make some spaghetti as I watch a little TV tonight and enjoy myself. I'm going to do that. But I'm going to play a number right now as I go get the pad, and this is a nice number by Yusef Lateef. You know who Yusef Lateef is, right? You jazz buffs out there. Yusef Lateef, he's good. And here's one called Nubian Woman. I think you like that. Nubian Woman, Yusef Lateef. Thank you. Yusef Lateef, Nubian Woman. I like that. I like that. This is PJ talking about football. Talking about football. Why not? What part of the game do you like? Which are the best players in the game? Well, I think that the key factor to any football team is the quarterback, because that guy got to have eyes. He's got to learn how to study that gridiron. You know, and, oh, I love the way football is played, because it's not just brawn up against brawn. It's the mind of the coaches, the head coach, which is the head guy in charge, and then his staff, the guys that he got working for him upstairs in the booth. I remember back in the day when Howard Cosell used to call the football plays. Oh, look at that, Chuck. Look at that little monkey run. Remember when Howard Cosell made that mistake? I forget the African-American running back that he was. Cosell didn't mean anything racially, but you couldn't use the term little monkey. And he used it. Now, if he used it, he would have been banned or racist. And Howard was a fine friend of many black players. Many men came to his defense. That was a defensive and offensive struggle way back. You know, and I so like the game football, and I really love the way Paul in the Bible addressed athletics, because he used many an illustration of the Olympic Games and the contest between men. And he said that the new cult on the block, Christianity, was like they had to learn how to defend themselves. Unfortunately, the modern day church took that and figured that they were the only ones that were God's warriors, and everybody in the world is against them. You know, I never had that outlook that everybody was against me. What I liked about my duration behind the pulpit and when I did what I did is the fact that I could back up what I was saying by what I was saying in the Bible and how I used it. And many people aren't backing anything up. Number one, they aren't saying anything to be backed up, because they aren't saying anything worth listening to. Thank you for coming to my website. I know that I've lost a lot of listeners over the past few months. I don't care. I'm not doing this. You know what I'm doing this for. I'm doing this for me. I'm doing this for me, because as long as I can pay for the website, I'm going to put this up there. And this is a day by day, or week by week, or however I come up on this thing. And wouldn't it be great if we can all do it? We're leaving, kind of like I say, our autobiography. Thank you, Yusef Lateef. Herbert Laws now is coming on with his number, and he got a number here called Let Her Go. Let the Nubian woman go then. Herbert. On the flute. Keep on playing it. Yes, yes. Why not? Uh-huh. Piano. Thank you. says, let her go, let her go. Yeah. I love it. Thank you for coming to my website. How's your day going? How's your week going? Well, what about the games coming up, right? Because we got a heck of a lot of games coming up. And so, my dogs are howling in the neighborhood. Let me see the football rankings for this week coming up. And I'm going to see if my little page here, you know, they tell me, yeah, here we go. It looks like, let's see. We got, the Dolphins won their first game. The Jets lost theirs. The Bills lost theirs. Who else? Here's a win. The Steelers won. The Bengals won. The Texans won. The Raiders, ain't that good? The Chiefs. I love it. The Eagles. Washington. Who else? The Saints. And the Panthers. And the Rams. Let me try to look at the Rams stats here and see something. And see, the next game coming up is the Rams versus the Colts. And that's coming up on Sunday. Coming up on Sunday on Fox TV. And the Rams are 1-0 and the Colts are 0-1. Now, that's going to be Sunday morning. And I believe they're going to be, I don't know whether they're going to be in the stadium here, but that's one for sure that I'm going to watch. I want to see that game. The 49ers won, and I'm always interested in them. And they're going to be playing the Eagles on this Sunday coming up on Fox also. And so, you know, the teams are playing. They're going to be head knocking. And guess what? Something else that I love. I had both of my shots, and I guess they're testing, but the stadiums are full of people all over the country. The stadiums are full. People are loving the fact that football is back on. I mean, it's that we're playing again. That's what they're trying to do. I want to play another number here, and this is from a good album called Heavy Flute. I don't know whether you've ever heard of that. And I remember some of these numbers when I was a kid, a young man growing up in my early 20s, and I forget where I got the CD from, but I picked it up. And if you really like flute jazz, this is the album to get. Heavy Flute, and it's called the Funky Flute from the 80s and the 70s. And so this is a pretty good CD. Let's see. I want to play The Wiggler by Leo Wright. I think I'll do that. The Wiggler by Leo Wright. Let's see how this one sounds. Thank you. like it. There's nothing like a little jazz on a Friday evening for you. Maybe it's a Saturday or a Sunday or Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I'm feeling much better than I felt on my last webcast. I'm telling you, I was down. Looking at politics and listening to this COVID stuff is enough to drive you batty. And I like to see myself as a pretty strong guy that can pick up a lot of things and run with it. But, man, they're doing a number on me. And I hate to, you know, become this guy that is saying, oh, the rich white people are against us and trying to kill us. I don't want to come across that way. No. But I want to play something here. And I think you like it. I think that you like it. And I'm going to turn this down until I'm ready to. Until I'm. I got to skip the ad. All right. Football, right? College football is always exciting because them young boys going to get out there and run into somebody. Now, they need a chaplain on the field because these guys are running into each other. Thank God they banned the helmet crashes. That hopefully will stop people from getting brain concussions, lacerations around their eyeballs, a popped neck, being pulled down. And I think that's why the game is so exciting now, because what they've done is they've corrected all that ill behavior on the football field. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You know what? I should have. Wait a minute. This is a. Well. I like to hear Notre Dame. I like them. Here's one of their band getting ready to march out. Notre Dame has one of the best college football bands in the nation today. You can see it's called 2016 Notre Dame Band Pregame. And, they got everything going here. Listen to them. It's great to see these guys coming out with their Scottish kilts on, and then the band runs on the field. Oh, my goodness, look at that. Look at that. You talking about a band. Ooh. See, and when I look at things like this, I think about all the money that the university puts into this. It's a lot of money in the universities in our country here. The institution is alive and well. That's it. Oh, yeah. I'm trying to get you into the spirit of football. You got to see this. This is city against city contact. Ah, the Notre Dame fight zone. I'm going to find UCLA on there. And SC, of course. I was at Exposition Park in the Coliseum last week at the African American Museum to see a premiering of a movie. And they tore down the old sports arena. They have this new arena up, and they were having a concert in there. And it was great being on SC's campus again, just around there watching all of that, knowing that the football season has started. Football is what I'm talking about today, and I'm just gonna wear myself out doing it because I love the sport. I love it, I love it, I love it. Now, the NFL music is what we're used to listening to, so I'm gonna hit this and see what comes up. And let's see if you guys remember this.
Aloha, Mr. Lim.
Oh, no, no. That's called a commercial. I didn't want you to hear that. I didn't want you to hear that. I want you to hear this. I should have had that as my theme. I need to start the show over. If I wanted to watch Monday Night Football. That's the one I remember, watching it on my TV console, Howard Cosell. Oh, yeah. Pom, 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 pom. Oh, man, you talking about back in the day. That.
Are in full flight. We're coming by air and on the ground. Monday Night Football's taking over the town. We got
in the NFL tonight. Monday night time. Let it fly, boy. Now they're ready for action across the land. The boys in the trenches, the fans in the stands. Receivers rock it on down the line. The defense covers, it's pressure time. The guys with cannons, the way they throw. ABC's got the most explosive show. Are you ready for the football? A Monday night party? Yes, sir, this is Hank, and my mission is to get this whole thing started. Get those helmets crashing, the crowd is psyched, cause all my rowdy friends are back for Monday night.
I remember that. I sure enough do. I remember that. That theme song. And, you know, when I was a pastor, I didn't have no classes on Monday night. So Monday night was my night for TV. I told Lucy, I said, look, I got the TV. We had one of those consoles is what they call them. A 23-inch screen like that, 23 or 27-inch. And it was an RCA, and it was wooden and state-of-the-art. Swivel TV, you know, you can swivel the thing. And I remember Lucy's favorite teams were the Pittsburgh Steelers. And who was her favorite player? That Italian black guy. He was multiracial. And she thought he was handsome as all get out. And she said, I want to see the Pittsburgh Steelers. And we also liked the team that, you had the Steelers and... I was trying to think of the other. I can't think of it. I must be losing my mind. Don't say that. Well, I hope that you enjoyed me. 47 minutes is good enough. Boom. I hope that you enjoyed me tonight. I just thought that I'd come on and talk about football. Because that's where I am now. And... no, I'm not going to, how can I say it? I'm not going to do football every time I come on. And I'm going to cut down on the news because I don't want to hear about COVID, anything. I think that basically, my prologue to the program should be, we as Americans can do far better than we've been doing with our social institutions and how we... See, I just stammer when I start talking about this stuff because I'm tired of it. We're grown adults. You know, you got nurses quitting the job because they refuse to get the shots. Man, I've never heard of anything so ridiculous in my life. And I got to say it. Even if the powers that be had the power to kill as many people off the planet that they wanted to, what can you do about it? They're going to get that vaccine in you, or they're going to isolate you from other people. That is called the process of the dialectic, where they force everyone to come in contact with the one world view, trying to force you into compliance. And that's what a lot of people do these days. They try to force you into compliance. If you don't comply, we're going to make it hard for you not to. That's what President Biden was saying. We're going to force you. Just like in the same way, if Trump had won the election, he would have been doing the exact same thing, because they're following the mandates of the population control people. I may not have their name right, but somebody's in charge of everything down here. These rich fools that owns islands that can bring little teenage girls there and do whatever they want to do. And while they're doing it, the teenage girls became women, didn't say nothing. But then when they grow up and they want a little money in their pocket, they say, yeah, I whore it out. Now let me try to collect. That's the kind of world we live in. That's why I'm sick of it. No, not that I want to leave the planet. I'm enjoying my life. I really am. But I am feeling the tension of getting up there in age. And see, I'm still talking, and I got about 9.5 minutes left. See, I know what I'm doing. Let's listen to some more, huh? I think that's what we got to do.
Commander Bond, the world's moved on.
Why can't I hear my music without listening to that? I just saw a picture of Terry Bradshaw on this thing, and I wonder what he's doing. There's a timeless NFL music, and they're showing some of the, oh my gosh. I wish this was, you know what I'm gonna do? I wanna attach this video clip. Ah, look at that. The owner of the Dallas Cowboys. What a fierce competitor. He was. Oh, my goodness. Still is. In that stadium in Texas? Oh, man. I remember these days. I got to get back into the game, and I've got to memorize all the names of the people on the teams. Well, I want to thank you for coming to my website and listening in as we address these situations called football. Good night.